Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Starting place for you and me.
The Butler and the Baker. Once again, things didn't look good for Joseph. But do you know what? They were. There was something about Joseph. He gave himself to God, and he let God lead him in everything he did. It was like the light of God's perseverance was there, wherever he went. Even in a cold, dark prison. That's why God wants for all of us. God wants us to be the light of His presence wherever we are. The chief jailer must have seen that in him. Something maybe he couldn't even explain. But he liked Joseph right from the start. And before long, he put Joseph in charge of the whole prison. And God was with Joseph and blessed him in everything he did. Time went by, and it happened that the Pharaoh's butler and his baker must have been having a bad day. Maybe the butler spilled a goblet of wine in the Pharaoh's lap, or maybe the baker's sticky buns were too sticky, or maybe they offended the Pharaoh much more seriously than that. But whatever happened, the Pharaoh was not pleased with them. And when the Pharaoh's not pleased, believe me, no one is pleased. And so, he had the butler and the baker thrown in jail. They were there for a long time. Now, it was also just so happened that they were thrown into the same prison where Joseph was. And before long, the priest, the chief jailer, made Joseph their servant, of course. This didn't just happen. God was looking out. His plan, a very big, wild, wonderful plan. One night, the butler and the baker each had a dream. They were very strange dreams, and the next morning, they were both upset. "You look troubled," Joseph said, when he brought them their gruel that morning. "You don't get bacon and eggs for breakfast in prison. You don't get pancakes, French toast, and waffles with strawberries and whipped cream. Nothing like that, nothing but gruel. Nasty gruel for breakfast, nasty gruel for lunch, nasty gruel for dinner, even nasty gruel for dessert. Well, maybe you would be lucky not to get dessert." Anyway, when Joseph set their bowls of gruel down in the dirt, the baker said, "We both had very strange dreams last night. We are sure they mean something, but we do not know that." "Only God knows what the dreams mean, Joseph said. Joseph knew that everything we have and everything we can do comes from God. "But tell me your dreams, and maybe God will give the meaning." And so the butler and baker each told Joseph what they dreamed. The end.